Poetry as spellcasting. Poems, essays, and prompts for manifesting liberation and reclaiming power. By Tomiko Beyer, Destiny Hemphill, and Lizbeth White. Narrated by Henriette Zutomu. Published by North Atlantic Books. Excerpted material from the print version of this book can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. 1. Opening the Circle. Awakening of Stones. Hypothesis/Central Argument. By Lizbeth White. In the new mythology, you are always whole. If and when you fracture, it is not a part. A part does not exist here. You will know that upon entry. You will know each fissure as it breaks open your life. You will know the cracked edges of your splendor. You will know the steady tear and repair of your muscles. It is true. The heart is broken less by pain, more often by the beauty we fear we cannot offer. You are born knowing how to make the sounds of your heart. You are born knowing how to make your hands into wings. How We Got Our Blues Tongue, by Destiny Hemphill. After the Commodores and Tremaine Hawkins, and with a line from Tony Cade Bambara, and the augurs among us direct our gaze to the sky, all alluvial, breaking through, breaking blue, and we open our mouths to catch the cerulean, catch the rugged blues again on our tongue, blurred and bruised. Decadent deluge of dirge-drenching skin, dandelions, and dirt. Diviners say we dance in dizzy to the ends of the world, dancing at the end of the world, to elsewhere, edging to flight. Let there be flight, and there flight be. We be a many-forked tongue folk, glossolalia gurgling, crossing and translating other realms folk. Apocalyptic glitch. We put our hands on our hips, then put our hands in the air, hold our hands to the haints, and catch their iridescent feathers. Oh, haints, come true to us. Come blue to us. Come through to this juke joint we call Earth. This jagged jollification. We won't jilt you. No, we keep our dead kin with us, as the dead kin have kept us, the living. Listen, empire can't catch us, but it can catch these hands of redistribution, these moonfire spells to undo and redo, these fractal-winged myths exploding the means, this newness, this emergence, that isn't actually that new at all. If we tell them the truth about our origins, this is quite old. Blues old, which is bones old, which is dirt old. Oh yes, we've got our poems, parables, psalms, and our own palms as record that we've refashioned ourselves before. We've questioned ourselves before. Quivered with loss before. Made portal of crisis and quantum leap. Rebirthed. Bled and tended flesh wounds with rest and stinging medicine before. Because the material without the spiritual and psychic does not a dialectic make. Let's get the rhythm of our feet. Let's get the rhythm of our throats. Holding a cosmic alchemy of tragedy and celebration that can turn this thing upside down. So that the sky becomes soil, and soil becomes sky. And dirt is what we seek for salvation. Verily, verily, when you get this rhythm, meet us at the crossroads. You'll know because you'll hear whistling from the mulberry trees. You'll smell them too. And we'll be there, perched, looking real xenial and otherworldly. We'll be humming with the Haints, conspiring about going up yonder. Going up yonder to be with our mother world. Zoom, zoom. We'd like to fly away. Fly away to right here. February by Tomiko Beyer. I'm climbing out of this season, fingernails ragged, belly soft. I tuck a stem of dried mint behind my ear to remind myself. Once, I bared my shoulders. The bottom of my feet roughed up the dirt with calluses. When I harvested arugula, it smelled of green. All chemical veins pulsing sun and dirt and water. I do remember this. I pinned summer light up in my hair and made no apologies for the space I took up, barely clothed and sunbound. Now a ball of twine in the gray sky. The sun rolls low on the horizon, hangs, then dips back down again, wind howling us into night. Inside the erratic rhythm of this wavering flame, I conjure the potent sky of the longest day. Seeds with a whole galaxy inside. Cicadas vibrating in alders. But the sensation of joy slips too quickly into simulacra. Song on repeat. I never meant to find myself in such a cold place. My hair thinning against winter. Once, red clover grew thick where today's rabbit tracks patterned the snow. Clover said flow. Clover said nourish. Clover said, we've got this. I reel the memory out, let it linger on the horizon, then reel it back in. I play it out and reel it back in. Some kind of fishing, some kind of flying. Again and again. I loosen the buckles of my mind. I take up space in the precision of my breath. I call us all back in. Introduction. In 2018, the Supreme Court upheld the 45th president's Muslim ban in Trump versus Hawaii. At the same time, it overruled the 1944 decision that justified the imprisonment of more than 120,000 Japanese and Japanese-American people during World War II. Poet Kenji C. Liu put out a call for spells that responded to this judicial sleight of hand, as he phrased it, and to the imprisonment of thousands of children and families by ICE. He gathered 14 poem spells written by poets of color in a folio for the online journal, Unmargin. In his introduction, he wrote, "In addition to protesting, building complex communities of resistance and vision, and self-care practices, writers also have language, one of the original magics. We too can summon our own enchantments, incantations, protections, charms, curses, hexes, blessings, auguries, banishments, and more." These words planted a seed in Tomiko Beyer's mind, which sprouted into a panel on poetry of spellcasting, offered at the 2019 and Now conference at the University of Washington, Bothell. Beyer, Destiny Hemphill, Lisbeth White, and Tatiana Figueroa Ramirez, all of us poets with a variety of relationships to and experiences with ritual and spellcasting, led a writing ritual. It ended with the 24 or so participants standing in a circle, casting a collective spell for liberation and transformation. We felt the energy swirl between us, through the room, and out to where we were sending our intentions. An ICE detention center several miles away. In that place, in that moment, the concept of poetry as spellcasting blossomed from a seedling into a lush and powerful being unto itself. A different configuration of poet spellcasters. Beyer, Figueroa, Ramirez, Liu, and Sun Yung-shin prepared and led a similar panel at the annual Writers' Conference known as AWP in March 2020.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?